glad to see you tonight. Good crowd for Monday night, and we hope we'll even have more than that as the week progresses. But just think, you're not the only ones that will be hearing this. Thanks to Brother Patterson and our website, there will be people on the East Coast who will be listening to this back in Massachusetts. There'll be people down south in Mississippi that will be listening to this. There will be people in Texas and in Arizona and Colorado and, of course, here in California. People will be listening to our messages. And so it's not just here, but it goes out, and it'll be a blessing to a lot of people. Who knows the extent that God can use the sermons that are preached here. We're happy to have you tonight. Glad that you came out, and we've had a good song service now. We're going to have a good preaching service. Remember, tomorrow night, same thing. Brother Sam Burton will be preaching tomorrow night, and then Wednesday night, Brother John Simpson will be here in the pulpit bringing a message, and so it's going to be a great week. And tonight, Brother Bryant is going to come and bring us a message from the Word of God.
Amen. Pastor, is it on?
It's on. There we go.
All right.
Thank you, preacher.
Well, take off your shoes and loosen your tie. We're going to be here a while. I'll let you know I'm a nobody telling everybody about somebody who loves everybody and his name is Jesus. That's a pretty good start, isn't it? The subject of tonight that we're going to talk about is national recovery. It's a positive message. This national recovery, is it possible? And I believe it is. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you still are on the throne, that you are in control. We have all faith in your purpose and plan from the very beginning into the end, your purpose and your plan throughout the ages, how that you called Israel from her. We got the two great, wonderful words of God. The literal word from the Bible and the precious Lord Jesus Christ, our physical world, into this company. Lord, we thank you for that. Israel did her job. And we, the church, have the privilege to preach the gospel, to tell the old story that Jesus saves. He came into the world, that you sent him to bring salvation to whosoever will come and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the God, the Redeemer of all mankind. And Father, we thank you for that. And as we express tonight our desire for our great nation, that Lord, you'll hear and you will answer according to your most perfect will, and your people will rally around that will. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I'm a veteran of World War II. Not one, as some of you think. Was called up in the Korean War, but I never had to go over. And I love this country. I was born and raised here. It's the best country that I have ever visited. And I've visited quite a number of them in my naval experience, different countries. There is no country like this country. There's no people like this people. We need to keep what we've got. Someone has just said recently, we need to get back our country to its people. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Pastor's message last night was a great message concerning the defection of Israel, God's people, committing evil, backslidden, forsaken their God, and the spiritual leaders had heeded a religion with holes in it. In other words, their spirituality leaked out. I want you to listen to what Psalms 2 has to say to begin with tonight. We're going to deal with some scriptures. Psalm chapter 2. Psalm 2, as we call it. Verse 1, Psalm 2. Why do the nations or heathens rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands from asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision, their confusion. Then shall he speak unto them. In his wrath, that's his anger, vex them in his displeasure. That refers to the great tribulation period that is yet to come. It's not here yet. Yea, have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen or nations for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with the rod of iron. Revelation 19 comes in there. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled, but a little blessed, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. We need that? Is this what we need? They've taken the prayer out of our schools. They've knocked down the crosses across the country. They've taken the Ten Commandments out of our public places. This isn't an alien people. This isn't a people from outcasts. This is a people from within our nation that have done this. God has a controversy, not only with Israel because of rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ, but he has a conversation, with us, a confrontation with us as a Nepas, as a people. We're denying the very thing that God hath given that will take away the sin of the world. His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, he says, kiss the Son. That means fall in love with him. A love that is beyond physical. Sure, he was a great preacher. Sure, he was a great man. Sure, he was a great prophet. Sure, he was a great teacher, a rabbi, as they say, master. But oh, he was so much more than that. He was God in the flesh, tabernacling among us.
Amen.
To wit, that God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to himself. There's no political party, no religious organization,
No commercial, industrial organization or institution that can bring our nation back to God and to recovery from our sin. We're a sinful nation. Somebody might argue that point. All you got to do is turn on your television and watch the commercials. If we are to recover, it's going to take an act of God, a national repentance upon the part of the people of this nation. And there is an answer. And there is a way. And God has given it to us. He spoke it to Israel, and now I believe he would speak it to us if we'll take a listen to 2 Chronicles chapter 6. Turn to it if you will, please. Let's go over there. Solomon had declared he's going to build a house for the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 6. Solomon declared he'd build a house of habitation for that God in a place whereby they may dwell forever. Verse 1 of chapter 6 of 2 Chronicles, Solomon in his sermon before the dedication of the temple that he'd built. Then said Solomon, the Lord has said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. But I have built a house of habitation for thee and a place for thy dwelling forever. Solomon fulfilled the promise that God had made to his father David. David wanted to build a house, and God told David, no, you'll not build a house. But he said, your son will build a house. And Solomon built that house. And this is a chapter of here in 2 Chronicles upon that. And Solomon had a prayer in verse 12. And he stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands. For Solomon had made a brazen scuffle of 5 cubit long and 5 cubit wide, broad, and 3 cubit high, and had set it in the midst of the court, and upon it stood and kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And this is what he said. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven. We need to come back to that, folks. As a nation, as a people, if we want the blessing of God upon our nation again, to enjoy the spirit of fellowship and the spirit of love and the neighborly relationships that we've had in the past, where every man did good to his fellow man and loved God with all his heart, all his soul, and all his spirit, we need to come back to that. As Israel there did with it, and Solomon did here with Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven, nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant, and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all thine heart. I cannot go on with all of the prayer that Solomon gave here, but let's drop down to verse 35. Then hear thou from the heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man which sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them over before their enemy, and carry them away captive into the land far off or near. Yet, if they bethink themselves in the land whither they are carried captive, and turn and pray unto thee in the land of their captivity, saying, we have sinned, we have done amiss, and have dealt wickedly. Again, that's the very prayer that is needed today. We have sinned. We have need of repentance. As a nation, I'm glad we have a church like we have. I'm glad we have a pastor that we like we have, preaches the gospel, loves the Lord and loves his people, and goes out of his way even to take care of the needs of the peoples of the church. That pastor has, that kind of a pastor has disappeared. If you have your paper today, or you had it yesterday, famed pastor vows to fight sex allegations. It's down in Georgia. Bishop Eddie Long, Baptist preacher, casting himself in the Bible's ultimate underdog, went before thousands of faithful supporters at his megachurch Sunday and promised to fight accusations he hired four young men into sexual relationships. The paper just before that indicated that there is proof that he took monies. Now, where would you, a preacher, get monies? You figure that out. Gave these young men gifts, bought them cars, gave them jewelry, gave them monies for their service to him. People, this is what's killed the church. That's why we have empty pews in our church, because we have the bakers. We have, and I could go on and name five or six more, pastors who have been nationally known that have fallen and taken down the very name of Christ and the church that they live for. Amen. There's still good churches. There's still good pastors. But the national people do not see these little churches and little pastors that are faithful and staying in there and standing by the stuff of God that He's given us, which is the very, very Word of God. The national people do not see this. It's not on television. They see these guys. And then they look at the whole Christian faith. Well, if they can't handle it, how can